It's just so hard. So hard.
Suyi squeezes a paper tissue on her hands while she's talking. She lives and works in Champagne, but her parents live in Dujiangyan, China. The city of more than 300,000 people is about 25 miles off the epicenter of the Sichuan earthquake. Yi says the quake destroyed up to 60% of the buildings there.
First, I didn't realize how bad it was, but until I saw the pictures and I realized how bad it is, I keep calling home, nobody answered phone, and start to worry.
Yi says then she didn't reach anyone, neither did her husband, who works in Beijing, 1,000 miles away from the epicenter.
And on Tuesday morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, my husband called me and said, there is a little bad news for my family because my father was buried.
His father was buried under a 6-story building that collapsed completely, killing him and another young man. She says for her parents, this 15-year-old building was a new home. They just moved into it a year ago because the apartment was bigger and newer.
My mom was outside, so she survived. Thank God for that.
He says her mom lives because she wanted to stretch her legs after lunch.
It was a beautiful sunny day. There's no any sight. And she asked my father, she said, would you like to go outside? We'll have a walk, maybe to the park. Because he's old, he doesn't have much energy. He cannot walk as much as my mom. He said he wanted to stay home and take a nap. It's just like a half hour.
The last time Yi saw her father was just before Christmas, but she talked to him last on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was like just 14 hours ahead of the earthquake. I wanted to call my mom, but he answered the phone. So we talked a couple sentences, and he handed the phone to my mom. Yeah, just after 14 hours, you just never know.
Her father was 92, and Yi says he lived a fulfilled life.
I feel blessed. You know, my rest of my family's okay, even though some of them lost their homes. And my mom's okay, and my father has been gone peacefully. And so I'm thankful, yeah.
He says a personal tragedy is small compared to all the hundreds of children who were killed while in school.
Not even 2 or 3% of them are found alive. My big brother said that their body is just on the ground.
China's one-child policy has been well enforced over almost 3 decades, and only in rural areas people are sometimes allowed to have a second child. The policy could cause a lot of problems now for people who survived the children after the quake, says Jing Yangtian.
If the children's in high school, for example, parents are old enough not to be able to have another child, and what's going to happen with those parents? The children are supposed to support the parents when they're getting old.
Qingyan Tian is a U of I educational policy PhD student. She says China has an underdeveloped pension system, and some families will now face a very uncertain future. She studied in Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province, and has many friends in the earthquake area, which she hasn't been able to get in touch with.
I was trying to find out whether they're still alive or not. That's the most important thing for me.
I think the chance of their survive is kind of remote.
That's Kunyong He. He has a lot of childhood friends who live close to the epicenter. He lives in Champagne with his wife, who's working towards a PhD in communication research at the U of I. He believes that the full story of the quake is not quite out there yet.
Compared to the news report, my father said it's worse. Actually, it's worse.
He's parents live in Meiyang, about 90 miles from the epicenter. He says the city got lucky. Not too many buildings were damaged. But He says his parents are not allowed to return to their home.
They stay in a tea cafe, run by my father's brother, actually.
He says the cafe is basically a tent. And he says the government doesn't allow his parents to go back to their apartment because they fear the buildings may still collapse. He's wife, Wan Rei Chen, says her father-in-law still sneaked back home for some comfort.
And then he tried to sleep for a while on the bed, but then he felt aftershock. So quickly he just grabbed some clothes and then went back to the tea house where they stay.
He says, meanwhile, food supplies seem to be running short because prices are going up drastically. And he says some people are just trying to exploit the tragedy. He says some cab drivers have started charging 6 times the regular fare.
I think it's a shame, but I also heard some good news, like some restaurants just cook some porridge and send to people for free. Yeah.
So he says a lot of people are trying to help and the government is doing its best, but she says the quake destroyed so much and she wonders how people will ever recover.
My mom said this is the worst in 1,000 years since the history of our hometown. Never had such a tragedy.
He says she will go to China tomorrow to see her mother and hopefully bring her to Champaign, far away from all the misery. I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.